Listener Production.
Hey there, Courtney Thomas with your news briefing. In about 2 hours' time, the 2023 Origin Series opener kicks off in South Australia. Around 47,000 are expected at Adelaide Oval, with Rhys Walsh making his debut for Queensland. And although he won't make his debut at Suncorp, former Maroons player Gavin Cooper has no doubt Walsh will still make the most of it.
My favourite memory in the Maroon jersey is at Suncorp. So for the guys that do get to play down there today, I was lucky enough to play in the MCG. I love that great occasion, but it's Suncorp that I'll always remember.
A manhunt continues on the Gold Coast following a serious assault at the Sanctuary Cove Boat Show. A Caucasian man between the age of 20 and 30 with short dark hair is allegedly responsible for delivering a coward punch on Saturday. 39-year-old Michael Hayes remains in a critical condition in the ICU at Gold Coast Uni Hospital. State opposition leader David Crisafulli has revealed today he will not support The Voice. And Health Minister Shannon Fentiman says his timing is poor.
For him to stand up this week, Reconciliation Week, and say that he will be opposing The Voice is beyond disappointing.
It's as the Indigenous Voice to Parliament referendum bill passed the lower house this morning. And finally, inflation has surged to 6.8% in the year to April, in a worrying sign for interest rates. Updating sport and back to Origin, where Game 1 kicks off just after 8 p.m. Queensland assistant coach Cameron Smith says he is expecting a determined Blues outfit.
I think we all know and are aware of that they'd be seething after last year, after the loss in Game 3, and I think they'll be out to right a few wrongs this year.
While footy legend Mark Geyer says it's crucial New South Wales come charging out of the gate.
They've got to complete their first five sets, I think, to get into a groove and get Nathan Cleary's kicking game happening.